to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Today we have the pleasure of speaking to Mrs. Ekenia Chifamba, the founder of Shamarie Mwanasikana, a girls' rights organization.
Thank you so much, Marvelous.
We understand that the incidence of girl child abuse has risen in Zimbabwe. Can you just give us some statistics, what you're seeing on the ground?
There is quite a lot that has been happening and quite a lot that has been reported in terms of statistics of girls and women who have been sexually abused here in Zimbabwe. From April 2011 up until April 2014, there were about an estimated 7,000 women and girls who were raped. And then we have seen that these figures keep on increasing. And also, you might want to know that we have also seen this increase in numbers of girls being raped from the number of cases that we as Shamarie Mwanasikana have been receiving on a daily basis. Because on a daily basis at our offices, we receive on average 3 cases or more of girls who are being sexually abused. So statistics keep on going up, they are not decreasing, and this is the current situation on the ground, and it's worrying.
What would you say has been the major driving force to this high incidence of especially girl child abuse?
I think there are quite a number of factors that have given rise to this increase in numbers of cases of sexual abuse. I would maybe highlight just a few. The issue of ignorance in the society, in the communities. I think people are failing to come up together as parents, in churches, traditional leaders, to come up together, respect the girl child, and accept that the Shona culture often says that when we have our girls in the society, they are not only one person's responsibility, it's everyone's responsibility to protect them. So we've seen quite a number of issues that are resulting in the increase in number of these cases. Maybe we also involve the issues of harmful religious and traditional practices that are also giving rise to these increases. We're also looking at issues to do with maybe most of the girls these days, because of HIV and AIDS, we are seeing that most of them are being left behind vulnerable because they are double orphans. And in that scenario, they then are staying with aunts and uncles who then take advantage of them and they have no way to cry to. And also, other people who use the idea of witchcraft, virgins being said to cure AIDS. Actually, in other senses, we have fathers who are sexually abusing their own daughters, which is so sad. So I think there are quite a number of issues which are contributing to the increase in number of cases of sexual abuse, in particular rape.
When we look at the participation of the community at large, what should one do when they do find out that there is a child, may it be a girl or a boy, facing abuse?
They should quickly report to the nearest police station, and then if they know of any organization that protects children and children's rights, like Shamarie Mwanasikana, they should notify them, because most of them have got toll-free lines. They should also quickly report to the hospitals, because I've seen that most of the times these are being left behind. Yes, a case sometimes ends up being reported maybe after 2 weeks, when these girls are supposed to receive medical attention maybe within 24, 72 hours to prevent STIs, HIV, and which is not being done. So they should do that. And in these days also, the advantage being we also have church ambassadors that we are working with. They can also report to them, even community leaders that we're also working with and working with other organizations. They can also report to them so that the cases can be dealt with in time before evidence is lost.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Mrs. Ekenia Chifamba, for having been our guest on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women.
Thank you so much, Marvelous. It's been a pleasure.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.